Chapter 3. Does my pet know how much I loved him? Martin told me that he thought of himself as a pretty tough guy, certainly not one to get all gooey and goofy, as he put it, over an animal. So when he contacted me after losing his Persian cat, whom he called Pooh Bah, he was almost apologetic. "You know, Sonia," he said, "this is pretty embarrassing for me. I wouldn't say this to any of my friends because they'd think I was nuts, but I really need to know whether Pooh Bah understood how much I loved her. I'm not the kind of guy who wears his heart on his sleeve, and maybe I didn't always tell her how important she was to me. I didn't always take the time to pet her and talk to her, but I loved her a lot. I miss her more than I ever imagined I would, and I just need to know that she knows that." We're all different in the ways we express our emotions, and while some of us are constantly telling our animals how much we love them, others may feel a bit embarrassed about verbalizing their feelings. We humans sometimes find it difficult to say those words to one another, much less to a pet. And even when people do tell their pets how much they love them, they may not be convinced that the animal really understands. I could hear the shakiness in Martin's voice over the phone, and I knew that he was really trying to hold himself together. He seemed to think there was something odd about what he was saying, and he didn't want to sound weak or foolish. But, as I told him immediately, absolutely everyone who loses a pet wants to know if the animal understood how much he was loved. As Pooh Bah communicated to me telepathically, she was sad to hear that Martin could doubt that she knew how much he loved her. He didn't need to say it out loud for her to know that, and he certainly had no reason to feel guilty. In fact, she was hoping that he understood how much she loved him, and she wanted him to know that, because of her love, she would always remain connected to him. As I delivered her message to Martin, he finally let go and wept, both for the loss of his pet and for the joy of knowing that their love for one another had been mutually felt and appreciated. Of course, I would hope that we all tell our pets how much we love them all the time, but as I explained to Martin, when we love an animal companion, we are constantly emanating the energy of that love, like radio waves, into the electromagnetic field of the universe, and our animals feel it.